All right, go.
This is the SML Nerd Sack.
Nailed it.
Yeah!
What's up, everybody? I'm Tim.
I'm Chris.
I'm Joe, and this is a very special episode of the SML Nerd Sack, whatever the fuck.
Whatever he said.
This is a special interview with not one, not two, but what's the next number?
Three.
Three members.
Seven
members of Lonely Rolling Stars, the new supergroup in the video game remixing community. We have Stemmage, also known as Grant Henry. We have Norg, known as George. Is it Nowick or Nawick or
Nawick?
It's pronounced Novik.
Novik.
Nerdsack.
There's no V in there.
It's pronounced Nerdsack.
It's pronounced Nosack.
We have George Nerdsack, and then we have Sean Stone, aka Ale Sean,
aka
Shantae.
So welcome to the show, guys.
Ale Shantae.
Hey.
Yar.
They all sound the same.
Yeah.
We are twins.
Are you really?
What the hell?
Hey, guys.
Wait, no, you guys are twins, really?
All right, I'm bringing up the Skype window so we can see when each picture lights up so we know who's who.
Oh, my God, no way.
Do you guys all look like Chris Huber.
Can we get you on video Skype?
Does it do video for multiple
people? Dude, are you guys in Pantera?
I wish. Actually.
All right, let's do the intros. Sean, introduce yourself. We'll start with you since alphabetically you're the first in the Skype list.
No.
It's all down here. Downhill.
Down
from
here from hill.
It's all darn here from
darn her.
I'll show you what's down here.
From hill?
Is it a bush?
Is it Stan Bush?
Is it Stan Bush?
It is Stan Bush.
Well, how have we not had a soundboard on this podcast?
Hey, guys,
before? That's
Stan Bush.
It's not a soundboard, it's a Norg board.
Yeah, Bush.
All right, introduce yourself. Do it.
Okay, Sean.
I think I was talking to myself or something.
Sean, introduce yourself. Tell us who the hell you are.
All right, hi, I'm Ale Sean. I play the guitar.
That was amazing.
Do you make the panties drop?
No, not really.
Do you make the panties rise?
Well done.
All right, Norg, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Norg. I play bass and stick, and I do stuff.
You play stick.
Chapman stick.
Do you guys know what a stick
What's
is?
A stick?
It's a Chapman
Don't
stick.
Don't give him the stick!
Give him the stick.
Oh. Talk about the stick. I'm very well aware what the stick is.
You play the stick. Why did you...
Don't give him the stick!
Okay, and Norg
Holy
also
cow,
does
I'm totally
our intro.
Going so fast! Yeah. Ah, fuck!
Norg does our intro, which I believe he just did, and you heard it.
Oh, yeah.
And you nailed it.
He's the voice of the SML podcast.
For like all eight words.
Yeah. But that's the best voice of the SML.
What would our podcast be without you?
Oh, stop it, guys.
You do sound lovely tonight. You have this thickness in your voice that I think the rest of us are lacking.
It's Lotticum.
It's something.
It's testosterone.
Sucking the teat of video games.
All right, and Grant, introduce yourself.
I'm Stemmage. I play the other guitar. And I make a mean cheese omelet. And I just want to let you guys know that we don't really have seven people on the band, but we will if you guys decide you want to join up. So if you can pick your instruments by the end of this podcast, you know, maybe we can
drum
something out. You know,
keyboard, drums,
triangle,
keyboard,
seven drummers.
I know that Joe Cam plays the beef whistle.
Wait,
I play the fallopian tuba.
I'm good at it too.
Wait, so you're the other guitar? Is that which side of the screen in Rock Band?
Tuba phones.
Is that like the left side or the right side of the screen for Rock Band?
Well, Grant would be the lead guitar, and then Sean, they would just chart his rhythm guitar to the keys.
There's no lead guitars, guys, really.
There really isn't.
We don't have
lead. They're all lead.
Yeah, they're all lead until they get really famous, and then they argue about it, and they make a TV movie about how that collapses the band.
we fight over who doesn't have to play lead.
It's true. The lead guitarist is actually the keyboard player who's not. Oh my god.
Are you guys going to MAGFest? Yep.
Yeah, they're all going to be there.
Oh my god, guys, can we make a short skit video about how you argue about who's not lead guitarist?
It's going to be a weekend long thing.
So we can make a skit video of that, is what you're saying?
Obviously, we need to Vine.
I'm going
to
be filming so much. I need like
Lonely Rolling Stars behind the music.
I need like a 10 terabyte hard drive for this fucking weekend.
It's a reality show, though, for real. So bring tapes.
No, dude, I'm actually have to film a lot of stuff for the game company. This is not
reality.
Analog tapes? And what is this? What is this analog you speak of?
Hey, I call my, MP3 albums records, so forgive me.
Records.
Tape, that's the stuff you use to, wrap Christmas gifts, right?
I wonder if we can actually print our next album on 8-track. That would be so fast.
Oh, my God.
No. Not even 8-tracks. Just make them ADAT tapes so that people have to have, really good home recording studios to listen to them.
We'll release it to mini-disc. The most forgotten format of all.
Dude, I had a friend who posted a picture.
I still have a mini-disc player.
A friend posted a picture on their Facebook. They just installed a mini-disc player in their car.
Reel to reel, baby.
In their car,
a mini disc player fucking deck.
Whoa.
Wow.
I was like, what the fuck? Which is awesome.
Remember that format?
He's desperate for compliments.
I fucking loved mini disc.
What year did that happen? When was that convergence of technologies where you would have a car stereo with mini disc?
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
It had happened with Johnny Mnemonic.
Yep.
I'm the only person that remembers that movie, too.
Pretty much. It's
Sony
funny.
Blew
We're
so much
about
money trying to make that
albums
a standard.
They're so expensive.
And they work.
Unnecessary.
We're having it's their podcast, not
ours. It's theirs. We're just here for segues.
To do the intro.
We're here for segues. And speaking of segues and speaking of albums, you guys have an album that you're coming out with, right?
Yay! Woo!
That's my understanding.
I believe. Do we have an album coming out? So
that depends on if the guitar player gets his stuff done tonight and tomorrow or not.
Which guitar player?
Yes.
Is it the lead guitar player?
Yes. Best answer ever.
Oh, man.
So who wants to tell us about the genesis of the band?
Genesis was a great band, I think.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about this the other day because it's all kind of a blur. I'm pretty sure it started with you. In your loins, I think. Yeah. I don't know. Loins. Well, at least Norg, you reached out to me. I think you guys were in discussion about this previous, but
we got a hold of you. And we
Stone
we
and I have been talking about getting something back together for years, and then Grant was complaining that all of his dudes in his bands were playing in other bands, and we just had this kind of weird moment where we started pointing at each other. And then after MAGFest was over, I sent him a text saying, "Were you serious about that?" And he was like, "Dude, yeah." So,
I can't get the bass. Hold on.
Dude, yeah.
And then we found Chuck.
Yeah. Dude, yeah.
Disused and alone outside of a big boy franchise.
The fucking big boy. Wow.
And we turned him into a hairy beast. It's fantastic.
A hairy big boy
hair
beast?
Like that. You have to talk to it. So, turns out, kid's got some rhythm.
So, funny story about that. I've known Chuck since before he hit puberty, and a few years ago, his dad indicated to me that he had started picking up the drums, and I thought, well, that's kind of cool. And we were both at a camp that we're staffing at, and he decided to bring up his electronic kit for this talent show. And he gets up there and I'm thinking, okay, he's been playing drums for a little bit. He's going to do something cool. And I thought that was fantastic. He gets up and he plays the entire second instrumental from Scenes from a Memory.
Dance of Eternity.
Album, flawlessly.
That's what I did for my senior project in high school.
See, so you get he had only been playing drums for, I think, a year at that point. And he had mastered that track and it blew my mind. I knew at some point I was going to be in a band with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So you kidnapped him.
I did.
You saw your future before your eyes.
He's in his closet right now.
Well, they were at a camp, so something might have happened.
This one time.
A drumstick.
It was a singing camp, no less.
Was this the stick you were talking about?
We do barbershop.
That's the stick. Don't give him the stick.
Oh.
There was a stick involved at camp. It went somewhere it wasn't supposed to. Or maybe now, it was supposed to go there.
Yeah, but now it's supposed to go there, and it goes there all the time.
We're going to use that to get back on track.
We got this band going together and everything, and here we are.
Yay, band!
And there's...
we needed a lead guitar player, because Grant and I were like, well, neither one of us is lead. And so we talked about like a whole bunch of different guitar players, and then we gave up and decided to find a keyboard player instead.
And we totally stole Arm Cannon's keyboardist, and we love him.
Hey, that
yeah,
works.
Yeah, I was like, I know this guy. He's obsessed with time travel. This is the guy.
And wordplay.
If you ever need another guitar, so I can feed you one.
Oh, man. And so, yeah, he's in. So that's is that everybody? Do we leave anyone out? There's at least five more members.
Who's the tuba player?
We do have a guest on the album.
I play the fallopian tuba. We will have a guest on the album.
Who's the guest?
Play tuba?
Don't make us wait.
Tuba? That's like the heavy metalist of heavy metal is tuba.
No, it's actually the ukulele.
Ukuleles aren't metal.
Oh, are those crickets, man? Yeah, they are. Perfect timing. There they are. So tell us more about the album. Is it done?
No.
It's just about done.
Is it going
it's
be done?
Close. Yeah, it's...
It will be done in 4 days from this recording.
Which means like one or two from the time that you hear this.
Yeah. We are almost out of time.
Are we time traveling right now?
I'm spearheading the mixing and mastering of this thing, and I'm pretty confident this thing's going to be done by Sunday from this recording.
You're going to be playing it?
And because we're kind of making a record for MAGFest, and MAGFest is like, I don't know.
Like 2-3 weeks away?
3 weeks away.
Oh, fuck. I need dollar bills.
I know.
Dollar bills, y'all.
We need to fucking pimp ourselves. Make some money.
I'm selling CDs at MAGFest. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I hope that goes well, too.
Speaking I'm blowing of MAGFest, dudes at MAGFest. Hey, Joe.
Huh?
Joe Cam, how many MAGFests have you been to?
Every single MAGFest.
Really?
Every single
so
one.
Have I. We've been to them together.
Both of you have been to all of them?
Yep.
Every single one.
That's incredible.
So
it is.
Let me ask
Norg,
you guys.
When did you start going?
Oh,
my first one was
first
four.
One, obviously.
All of them?
The first one.
You got, gosh, guys.
All right. These other two over here four. Haven't been to any of them.
No, this is going
to
be my first one.
I've been to a lot of conventions, but this will be my first MAGFest.
See, and what's really great about it is, like, this is right in my wheelhouse. Like, I don't even understand how I've never been a part of it before, because, like, video games and music are essentially, like, occupying the same portion of my brain, which is about 90% of it. Like,
I've been to so many conventions, I'm probably still drunk from one of them, prepared for MAGFest.
Otakon.
Otakon, drunk con. Oh, my God. Blackout for the week con.
Yeah, Grant, 2 years ago, we missed it. Sean and I were both part of a panel called Welcome Lumberjacks that celebrated a handful of us that were all 10 at the time MAGFests.
Yeah, the very first MAGFest, it wasn't a big enough event to really warrant, like, big attention. There were, like, literally 300 people.
If that.
It was Brendan's big land party.
Yeah, there was a lumberjack convention at the same hotel, and they had top billing on the sign. So we pulled up to the hotel, and it said, "Welcome, Woodman."
Yeah, welcome, Woodsman of the world.
So let me ask you guys this. You're going to be playing probably, all this material from your new little album thingy?
We hope. We hope to play all of it.
That would be hot.
Providing, we'll try to squeeze it all into our set.
When's your slot at MAGFest?
Saturday?
Saturday at 3 p.m.
Can we say that? George just did. I don't know. Okay.
We can and we do.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I know they've pretty much.
This isn't like that
everyone.
One year at MAGFest where you weren't allowed to tell who was playing what night at what time just to get people to show up to concerts and then, like, nobody showed up.
Yeah, that was bullshit that year.
When's your slot? Yes.
It was an interesting experiment.
All I know is the only sets that I'm interested are you guys and Machine of Supremacy.
And there's another set you need to be
worried
about.
Oh, you're fired from MAGFest.
Oh,
you have to be interested in
and
that.
One-ups.
And there's so another one other than that.
Kunal's going to be
playing
guitar.
With one-ups. Oh, Kunal's playing with one-ups? Uh-huh. Okay, then one-ups.
One-ups.
The one-ups are going to be there.
And
you want to be there for the whole prom.
A motherfucking rival.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, and a rival. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, are you guys going to the prom?
You're interested in the whole thing.
Dude, A-Rival's my boy.
I love A-Rival so much.
I'm going to... He's going to be there. I'm going to be filming him.
We got to get him an interview at MAGFest.
Hey, right, we will. Yes. I'm hoping to do some stupid shit with him on camera.
Like butt sex.
Get him to break dance. Get him to break dance.
Oh, we'll get him
on the podcast.
We'll get him to fucking break dance.
Yeah, because that'll sound awesome, Joe. What the
exactly?
Fuck?
Woof, woof, woof. No music.
Next,
just
you should
him
have a magician on the podcast.
Hey, if Howard Stern can put naked girls on his radio show,
Well, no. See, we got to get him to break dance. We got to get him to fucking freastyle all the time. If you guys
he'll
fucking
just say hella for like 30 minutes, over and over again.
Yo, if you guys are hanging out near him and you just throw a beat down near him, it'll just start coming out of his mouth.
Yeah,
like
we know we've known him. We've known him significantly longer than you have.
I know, but I've been interacting with him a lot over this year.
So yeah, we know how good he is.
It's the only.
Yeah,
that's the one that I'm the best at. So that's the.
You look like 8 Mile, Sean.
One shot.
There would you take it?
What the fuck did you guys bust out the other day? Oh, God, no, Detroit. I don't even want to know now, do I? Oh,
what, on the podcast?
Yeah, we opened the
podcast. All I want!
No,
there was that one, and then there was the I Did It All for the Nookie.
Yeah, I think it was Nookie.
Yeah.
That came out.
I did it to this world as a reject. Look into these eyes, then you'll see the size of the
flames.
Cookie. I did it all for the cookie. Come on. The cookie. God. Come on.
Yeah, so everybody here being, well, most of you guys being MAGFest specialists. Special forces.
In quotes.
MAGFest special forces.
Lumberjack
special.
What
do you want to know?
I just want to know, like, what. Now, I've been to this hotel before for a different convention, and actually, it was an anime convention that also had a Jewish youth convention happening at the same time. The worst two groups of people to fucking have collide.
Apparently, Tim hates the Jews.
No.
Yeah,
there was instances.
What's that?
All right, so
excuse me, am I on the wrong show here?
A kid dressed up as Spider-Man went into one of the functions of the Jewish youth convention, stole a whole platter of sandwiches and walked out.
It's not Spider-Man, it's Spider-Man,
dude.
It's Spider-Man, right?
Dude, those Jews got Spider-Man.
Jimmy Spider-Man?
I really think this is the first hotel that... Well, actually, no, this is the second hotel that MAGFest will not get kicked out of.
Yeah,
it is. We were kicked out of pretty much every other hotel.
It's a lot more well-behaved now.
This hotel is amazing.
There's no more antiquing, no launching furniture into the lake.
Oh, God, that was so terrible, though. Like,
that doesn't sound terrible. Oh, that sounds awesome. No,
hang on a second. Have they had this convention at this hotel before?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. We were there.
Just making sure.
This is our third year at the Gaylord now.
Okay, yeah.
At the Gaylord.
Dude, it's
which is actually not called
hotels.
The Gaylord anymore, apparently, but we still call it the Gaylord.
What?
Because Gaylord,
what is it called now?
I can't remember. Someone bought the whole franchise out.
I think Marriott bought it.
the straight madam.
Yes, I could think of it.
Madame.
What?
Now, what I was going to...
Gaylord, the straight madam.
What I was going to ask is, so like... What's your typical itinerary? Do you party every night? Do you party Friday night, Saturday night?
You party hard. Now, 24/7.
12 years ago? Sure.
What do you mean every night?
No,
we're old and have kids now.
Is there a typical agenda that you have laid out for every year now, like a set plan when you get there?
No.
Just go crazy.
Wander, punch people in the over.
Let's go crazy.
I can tell you, all last year, every place I went during MAGFest, and like for the last 2 years, at really... every place I went, I was like, wow, every place I've gone has been a really awesome place to be. There's not really like a bad choice.
Yeah.
Like every panel is pretty much fun and all the concerts are good. There's really, in fact, that's how I met Chuck even was, like we didn't really find him outside of Big Boy. I know that's going to be a surprise, but
you fucking lied to me.
No, I met him cause we just happened to be hanging out where Norg was and Norg was mixing stuff. And the,
was he mixing,
the people
like,
who were
batter?
we were there in Uematsu's
in the
band. Yeah, with Earthbound Papas was getting ready to rehearse, and nothing was set up. And so Chuck and I were like, "Well, we can set up the drums and stuff if we get to touch Earthbound Papas gear. That would be fine." Yes. So we kind of just through happenstance ended up being the two guys who ended up setting up all the gear for them.
That's really cool.
And that's the kind of stuff that just happens at MAGFest. You just go and neat things happen.
Every place is the right place at the right time. Yeah.
Yes, so that's what I'm excited for, because I'm like a convention veteran. I've been to more than I can fucking even count of all sorts of variety, and I'm really interested in... Everybody's told me this is one of the best conventions to go to.
Well, I'll get this out of the way now. MAGFest is not a convention.
It's a weekend-long... It's a three-day party with video game concerts.
See, now, it's funny you say that, because that's how I describe pretty much every convention I go to anymore.
Isn't that what the ones people reviewed it badly for? Like, some people were trying to give it a negative review, like, on MAGFest 3. Some cosplayers were poorly received. they got a little upset about it, and they're like, this isn't a convention, it's a three-day party with video game concerts.
Yeah.
That's not what you showed up for, and deep regrets.
Sean, do you want to tell the mint potion story?
No, I don't. Yes, you do.
I never had a mint potion until years later, and it did not make me laser vomit.
Laser vomit.
And it's funny because back at the time, no one really...
Poor Dale North.
Yeah, Dale.
Oh, Lord. I can't believe he even remembers that.
For those who don't know...
I'm not certain he really remembers it.
Dale North isn't...
I mean, he remembers that it happened.
What was it? MAGFest 1, the room party, was that Saturday night?
Was Tommy
up
Wiseau
in Vert's
there?
Room?
Probably.
The room party.
Dale was just chugging possibly gallons of mint schnapps, peppermint schnapps, and it got to the point where, because everyone's eating pizza and just hanging out, having a good time, they stood him up and walked him over to the door, and he somehow vomited in multiple directions at once. It seemed to hit... the door across the hall.
So he was like a vomit sprinkler.
He loves
a vomit lighthouse.
He didn't turn his head. It came out in multiple directions. It hit the door across the hall. It went down the hallway. It hit the door jamb, got on the ground, went into the bathroom.
Oh, I'm
and this is like projectile shit. It wasn't just like dribble.
His head exploded.
That's it was controlled by drones.
Oh, he was a T-1000. He was puking out of his ear holes to go sideways. Oh,
my God. No, I mean, that was like early MAGFest when there was a lot less to do and a lot more kind of rowdiness. It's, you know, there's not nearly as much of that now. Is Grant playing the...
I hear a bass.
He's doing something different.
What do you do?
Like, all of us are... Oh, I think that's George.
Yeah, that's not me.
Yeah, all of us are old now, and
yeah, Grant just has the symbol.
I'm sure you can find some young kids who still like to party, but it's way more of a convention now.
I'm 24, and I don't even want to like do anything crazy. Really, I got that out of my system. Like,
no, I want grain. I'm 27. Yeah. I want grain.
You're what?
27, and I want grain.
You're a just baby.
I'm 24, so it's.
Yeah. Oh, you're a baby.
I know.
He's the baby baby.
I know. Baby, I got to do listen. Baby, I got so much. That is creepily good.
It's terrifying.
I got a lot of that stuff out of my system. Like
it's babies. Coming out of Stan Bush's out of your picture. System? I'm sorry.
No,
I
cut that out. I was a bouncer at a strip club for a year and a half. Those were dark times in my life.
Dude, you had the best job ever.
It was honestly like it was a really good job because I didn't have to do shit. Like I just stood there.
Did you ever kick out Conan O'Brien and have him come back?
No, but I would say I would say the highlight of the entire time that I was bouncing in a strip club was teaching one of them how to solve a Rubik's Cube, and that's it.
Did she do it with her vagina?
No.
Then you failed.
Because I would have made it rain change to see that.
Pennies.
Change.
It's likely that someone at MAGFest is in fact solving a Rubik's Cube with their vagina. I just want to put that out there.
That sounds awful. For old time's sake.
Anyone got a Rubik's Cube?
That sounded amazing.
Hang on. What? I'm done.
What?
Did you put it in your urethra?
And now for my next trick.
I feel like a lot of that, the parties are still going on, but you don't even, the thing, Mag is so big now that you just don't hear the stories as frequently. Because, you know, when there's 1,000 people, if 20 of them cause some trouble, it's a deal. But if there's, you know, 10,000 people, you might not hear about it.
It's getting so huge, too.
Is that how many people are going to be here there?
What was it, 7,000 last year?
Over 9,000.
The funny thing that I've noticed is these conventions in general have been getting huge. I mean, MagFest is starting to see the exponential growth that a few other conventions like PAX is getting. I mean, PAX.
Oh, Lord.
PAX started out, you know, it was a big convention, and then it got bigger and bigger, and now it sells out instantly, every year. Yeah.
So I'll tell you a story about that. I've been to every West Coast PAX.
Oh, wow. Because
my little one just came over to visit. Hey, Kira. Say hi to everybody.
Tell yourself a Rubik's Cube with her Kira. Vagina.
Hi. Come on.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Kira.
Hi, Joachim.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Hi, Kira.
Are you going to bed, sweetie?
Yeah.
Okay, good night.
There
you
we go.
See my pink flashlight?
You got a pink flashlight. That is so cute.
It's new.
Awesome. Here you go.
I'll go back upstairs.
Okay. Good night.
I don't mean to be a horror.
It's really ironic considering how frequently this podcast talks about flashlights. Right?
I know. Do we seriously all just turn to each other and we're like, flashlight.
We all went,
hold thine tongues.
I was waiting for someone to say something.
I did say something, actually. It might have been too quiet.
It was on the side of the microphone.
Yeah, I leaned over and said, pink flashlight?
Like, I swear I've probably heard 10, 15 of your guys' podcasts. It probably comes up in, I don't know.
All of them?
90% of them?
That and Dark Souls.
I'm waiting for the coupon code advertisement at the beginning.
I also just...
By the way, that was a star of our
SNL
video.
Podcast is brought to you by Fleshlights. Get 20% off your
order. I just want to point out that we've taken away roughly 15 hours of your life.
I'm sorry.
Awesome. I'm not sorry at all. PAX. He went into it willingly.
I've been to every PAX since it was a tiny, tiny... little corner of the Bellevue Convention Center in Bellevue, Washington. And now it has grown to take up the entire Washington
City
State
of Trading Seattle.
Convention Center in Seattle. I loved it when it was small. Like, you'd see the same people every year. Same as MagFest when it was small. Yeah.
Well, how
MagFest,
about,
thankfully, is not nearly as huge as PAX has become.
Yeah, how about I went to PAX 3, and the exhibition hall was just that one room. That one enormous room, but it was just that one room. Now the exhibition hall is basically the entire top floor of the convention center, which is outrageous because you walk into... I'm like, where the fuck is the... Like, I was looking for, I think, the new consoles because I wanted to get my hands on one this year. And I'm like, all right, well, where's the fucking Xbox? And I'm like, this isn't the fucking exhibition hall, but there's, fucking Sony Online. There's fucking, Gearbox. I'm like... What the fuck? Where the fuck am I? I know this convention center. It's gotten so big, it's almost like out of control. But that's why I do in my convention going. I love going to these smaller conventions. There's an anime convention that gets held in the Gaylord, and that's the first time I'd went to it. I was actually working as a photographer, and my mind was blown by how nice that convention was, and it almost seemed too big for the small convention. And I feel like MagFest is going to be the perfect fit, and I'm really excited to see that.
The cool thing is it doesn't feel huge. It's you walk around and you could just be walking through the hall and you're like, oh, hey, there's Paul. He's the guy who owns and runs the convention.
Yeah,
I should say hello. I mean, it's great. You just it still feels like a small family, even though it's huge.
Part of it is because the game is so big.
Yeah, there's room. There's
Everything
room for
is spaced nicely.
And
you know what?
It's
that centralized area of the convention center in that dome with the small fake city in it. my fake town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is awesome just to sit around and hang out down there. Yeah. Like in the bar.
It makes a nice separator too between the hotel and the convention center.
Yeah, that's absolutely
true. Yeah, despite how big MAGFest has gotten, guaranteed at least 10 times through the weekend I'll be walking down a hallway and just hear Joe Kim, and I'll turn around. I don't know who the fuck's yelling at me, but they're waving. I don't know if I've ever seen them before in my life, but people know me there, and it's weird. Just random people know who the hell I am.
It's fun.
If you plan on going from your hotel room to the game room, for instance, at midnight to try and play Afterburner because you think that's the time to play it, because no one's going to be there, and you're wrong. You might as well plan on 30 minutes between your hotel room and the game room. You know,
just bump into everybody.
Yeah. It's neat because my recommendation for you, Chris, is just pick the things you definitely want to catch. Like pick the bands that you know you would never miss, and then just be there otherwise. You know,
Saturday at 3 p.m. for Lonely Rolling Stones.
I'm probably going to spend at least like 8 or 9 hours in either Jam Space or the other thing.
Let the spirit guide you.
The problem is, like, you put any musical instruments around me, I'm going to...
He goes,
I'm just going to sit and just fucking play for hours. So, I mean, like, I'm actually worried about how much time I'm going to, like, I don't want to say waste, but spend inside those Jam Spaces. Because I guarantee you put me in... If I went over there at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning and nobody came to get me or say, hey, maybe you should take a break, I'll be in there the whole weekend. Like... it's a problem.
The funny thing is, you'd be surprised who you end up running into. That's like I was telling you earlier about how Grant and I hooked up in the shed space, and it was funny. We get done playing, and we were talking about his set or something. And there was some other kid who was in there playing. He's like, "Wait, you guys are in one of the bands that played here?" And I'm like, "I didn't this year, but yeah, this dude's in Metroid Metal."
This dude is Metroid Metal.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Man, the amount of bands that are going to be there too is it's like,
dude, and that's the thing. I'm so I'm so fucking excited, mainly just because, like, you know, I've done like the huge fucking we just went to Ohio this year to do Rock on the Range.
Hey, Sean, what do you think of Ohio?
I'm not going to say anything about Ohio.
Listen, I wasn't too much of a fan of Ohio, but Rock on the Range was fucking awesome because I got to meet Ghost, I got to meet Big Wreck, I got to meet In Flames, and fucking blast. Yes, Big Wreck. I love Big Wreck.
We got stuff to talk about.
Dude, if you like Big Wreck, I'll fucking suck your dick.
Okay.
Wow, we've said some horrible shit on this podcast.
You don't even understand.
You have two calendar events at MAGFest, our set and otherwise.
And sucking some
mad dick. No. There is one other event. All you guys better come to it, too. Like, Sean, I know. Who's is that? George sucking?
I can't tell who it is.
That's the funnier part.
The window's not lighting up.
I didn't see the blue light around anybody's name.
Last year and the year before, Sean came to the Lumberjack Lounge a bunch. Grant and George, both of you guys got to come visit our room quite a bit. Friday night is going to be our Lumberjent party. So dress dapper, look
Will
sexy.
You beat us?
That's the DOD listening party night.
See, now,
what time?
The DOD listening party. Are we gonna try and win DOD? Should we do that?
No, I think Chuck's doing his own thing with other people.
Yeah, but he'll lose.
That's true.
What time is the listening party? Isn't that usually like midnight?
We'll have to talk about that one later.
Did you guys even hear me? What time is the listening party? Doesn't that go on at like midnight, though?
Immediately after the concert.
Right, and it usually lasts until, like, the concert's the next day.
Well, yeah, we usually start up around, like, 7 or 8.
Are we all going to bring some 40s a chef?
Yep.
Oh God. All I know is when he told me it was a Lumberjent party, I thought it was, like, the groove metal genre, like Meshuggah. So I'm like, oh, okay, so I just got to, like, bring a 7-string with me and just fucking do opens and ones the whole time.
Hey, yeah. Last year was our bro-tel party. So this year we're trying to class it up.
Are you making your checklist again this year?
What, the achievements?
Yes.
Oh my God, we should do that again.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Should do that again.
Well, 2 years ago, our friend Rez and myself, we made a giant like achievement list for shit to do at MAGFest.
Okay.
And we didn't do it last year, but maybe I'll hit him up and see if he wants to do it again. We printed out like 1,000 sheets of these achievements that you just check them off. Like,
make an app for it or something. But like, yeah, stuff like crop dust the concert room, that kind of thing.
Dude, you know what?
Listen, I'm vegan. I could probably like make you guys choke with like one whiff. Oh my God. Like,
we should now. I know we're going to record something while we're at MAGFest.
Yes, we are going to do an episode of the podcast at MAGFest.
I want to do multiple recordings over the whole weekend.
We've already talked about this before you came. Our plan for MAGFest is we want to do a live show with a bunch of people, hopefully, if we could get it to
whoever
work.
Wants to sit in on it.
And then we're also going to have this set up possibly in your guys' room or in the lounge. And we'll just bring people up and do like half hour interviews with people. And
come back. Have you ever listened to our podcast? Come back to our room.
Come back to our room.
Come back to our room.
Hey, baby, come to my room.
We won't try to make you solve a Rubik's Cube with your vagina while we masturbate with fleshlights.
Do the whole show on stage with us. Just do it during the show. Just keep it mics.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome. You know?
So we're here broadcasting from stage 2.
This is the SNL podcast.
Why is something loud?
What?
Guys, keep it down. We're recording a podcast here.
This is obviously more important.
Oh my God, no. We need to get a table with wheels and 3 chairs with wheels.
And have someone push us around.
Time
to go mobile. Mm-hmm. Have somebody push us across the fucking stage while they're playing. The stage is
there it is.
The stage is
I was waiting for it.
The stage is huge. It can be done.
Oh my Lord.
Why don't we just hang upside down from the ceiling and record upside down?
I'm actually kind of considering trying to get that achievement.
Fun fact, that's how we recorded the concerts at early MAGFest.
Hey, everybody's done the whole microphone, you know, the cord is hanging from the ceiling so that you can have an overhead. Times.
Hey, Rival, drop the
everyone
roof
then knocked down the ceiling. That was all Arrival.
Hold on a sec. I want to point out that if Arrival does not play Zoop Zoop,
I'm rioting.
I'm going to fucking flip the table that I don't have.
Don't
complain.
Listen, if a rival does not play that song, don't complain.
No, I'm going to fucking complain.
Hey, speaking of playing songs, are we supposed to play a couple songs on this thing?
Are we?
We do that at the end.
A song?
We just put the songs in at the end, don't we?
Yeah, put MP3.
But if you don't want to do a live song right now.
I don't think it would work out so well.
Try
it'd
it right now.
Great. What are you talking about?
Try
We're
it,
playing
guys.
In times and time signatures you've never
Grant,
ever
hit the
heard
symbol.
Before. We're playing in Skype over 4.
Hit the symbol.
Skype 4.
Yeah, Skype 4.
Hit the symbol.
Wait, I got a symbol in here, but it doesn't reach.
Oh, you hit it before.
Oh my God. No, just all of you start playing music right now, all at once, to see what happens.
So, fun fact about our band. Grant and I both play through the same metalist of all metal amplifiers.
Oh, God.
Which is Tweed.
I was going to say, is it like a crate 1x15? Because that would sound even better.
Maybe. we both play through the PV Delta Blues, which is a 30-watt, 15-inch tube amplifier.
That tube, it's all you need.
Fallopian.
It is the most metal amp ever made.
It's true.
And no one knows that.
Is it more metal? Is it more metal than the Randall Diavolo?
Yeah, it's Tweed. What's more metal than Tweed?
Like, I love Tweed. Tweed,
seriously,
you know
the
what?
First time I saw him bring that on stage with us with the Smash Brothers, I looked at it and I thought, what, is that like an acoustic amp or something? and then he cranked it up and it melted my face.
Doesn't matter what it looks like.
Kind of curious, because there's a lot of like band member crossover that I've known. Now, I don't know, I don't really listen to many of these game bands, remix bands and things like that. Joe's really into them.
A little.
I've...
I've
never really gotten into it, but I've noticed that there's massive like band member crossover that happens.
Yes, they all fuck each other.
You know, that happens. How many of you guys know Kunal Majumdar?
They all know Kunal.
Yeah, everybody knows Kunal.
We do.
Kunal was the drummer in Smash Brothers.
Kunal is like the most lovable, nicest person in the entire whatever scene he's in.
He's dreamy.
Ever.
Yeah.
Hey, very Sean true. And Norg, why don't you guys talk about Smash Brothers a bit since Kunal was in there with you guys?
Yeah, give the history there.
I kind of want to like call
it. It was
the
band
Kunal
that
right
we played in and we loved it. And then we didn't do it because, you know, time moved on and we didn't get to do it.
that was the best explanation I've ever
story.
Heard.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was fun and it rocked. And
we played like for 5 years straight or something. We served food during all of our sets. Joe Cam usually cooked it.
Wow.
Yeah, that was
great.
My first MAGFest. That was MAG. Was
what,
MAG
what,
6.
What did we feed you?
Fed us bacon. So that's where I met Joe Camp. Joe Camp's cooking bacon outside, and we talked about
Taras cooked the bacon.
Yeah, me and Pappy, and I think Rez, we were like the three guys behind it, cooking and giving it out.
Rez, and you had a
mic on the skillet.
Yeah, a microphone on.
So in between songs, we would turn up the fader on the bacon mic, and you'd hear it sizzle.
Oh my God! What was after that? What was the next year? Next year was
Swedish meatballs.
Swedish meatballs next, and then the third year was hot dogs.
And then it was hot dogs.
And then it was all over.
I played an entire song with a hot dog in my mouth.
The
it was
dream
awesome.
Was over. Go on stage feeding you guys while you're playing.
I just checked, and you can go to thesmashbrothers.com is still up, and you can grab the bacon EP for free from here, which I still listen to. You guys have to get this. It's just a phenomenal EP. ActRaiser Castlevania crossover track, Earthbound! Yeah. I know Joe like hates
Earthbound. What's that game? I heard it sucks.
Yeah.
So how come Lonely Rolling Stars isn't doing an Earthbound song?
Who said we're not doing an Earthbound song?
Yeah, why would you assume?
We've told you nothing.
Why would you assume that?
Why are you asking all them questions, making statements?
Okay, then. Are you guys doing an Earthbound song?
What the hell is wrong with you, man?
What else are we not doing?
Are we not doing Joe Cam Stole My Bike? Is that?
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome if you guys did that at MAG.
I just tried to pull Kunal into the call, but it would have been too complicated, so.
Well, no, if he can add Chris on Skype, get him on too.
Yeah, all he would have to do is just add me as a contact, and then I just add him to the call.
Tell him to get on Skype.
What's your Skype name? Fucking party,
Kunal. You know, get the fuck Skype on name. Skype.
No, he doesn't know have your Skype name. I asked him.
Mm. You know mine though.
I don't know it off the top of my head. I
use it for everything.
K Roth 113. Should I say it?
Wow.
On air?
Yeah,
you probably
should
say it.
Fuck.
They're gonna call him while we're playing League, and we're like, "Fuck off."
Yeah. Nobody calls me when I'm playing League anyway, because I only play League for like two matches, and then I say, "Fuck this game," and then stop.
And then you cry.
Because all the people that I play with are absolutely fucking horrendous. Because I'm only level like 22. Apparently, the game only gets good when you hit level 30.
Okay, let's not get back into
We'll be on League for hours, and everybody will hang up and just quit the podcast.
There will be no video game talk on this podcast.
No.
So are there any songs that you can tell us that are going to be on the
album? Well, we were going to do League of Legends, but not anymore.
Don't fucking waste your time.
I don't think it can be done. To be honest.
Yeah, fucking, what's his name? Wes Borland did it.
I was trying to trick them into doing it.
Yeah, you guys didn't see that? It was actually kind of cool.
Wait a minute, Wes Borland?
Yeah,
Wes Borland did it.
And
Crystal Method. That, yeah.
Yeah, dude, and his outfit was fucking outrageous. You guys have to look that video up, actually.
Wes Borland does League of Legends.
Yes, it was like him and the fucking, the Crystal Method and fucking like...
Yeah, remember them?
Yeah. It was awesome, though. Man. It was actually really cool.
I just texted Kunal to add you.
Okay, so
that we
Lonely Rolling Stars are going to be performing League of Legends full soundtrack.
We should give our website too, shouldn't we?
Yeah, give
probably
website.
Should
do it. No one
shameless self promotion.
No.
We probably should.
No.
No.
Okay.
This episode is about you guys.
Great idea at the time. 2 seconds ago.
website?
Okay, so wait,
LonelyRollingStars.com is what it is.
So what is Lonely Rolling Stars? What is it? Where did that come from?
Well,
once upon a time,
yes.
We were going to call the band Find Him and Kill Him.
That's true.
That could have happened. If you've seen Top Secret, there's a funny scene where one of the officers in the military has a rubber stamp that says Find Him and Kill Him, and he just keeps rubber stamping papers with it.
That was our running name for a while.
Right. That's true. Funny to me. So,
that's funny.
So anyway, then we decided that's kind of a terrible name for this band because
it sounds like a really bad like deathcore group.
Right. I think there actually is a really, I don't know if they're bad, but like some sort of metal band called Find Him and Kill Him. So anyway, we decided to come up with a different name, and we made a Google Doc because we're like that. And
yay, Google Docs.
And threw up a whole ton of band names, and Lonely Rolling Stars is the one that sticks. Lonely Rolling Stars is the name of the song from Katamari. It's like,
oh.
That song.
Yeah, that's
and
the,
we're like, we love
guys,
that.
That was like your debut song.
Every time we mentioned something, somebody would mention doing a song, and like half of the other band, the rest of the band would be like, oh my God, yeah, we're going to do that. I think Chuck was like, oh, can we do this? I'm like, dude, that's been the ringtone on my phone for my wife for the past decade.
Wow.
Like, oh, that's, yeah. No, what it was we just, someone came up with the rule of everyone picking two songs.
That was me. I was like, everybody's going to pick one. Everybody
gets
pick up a
one
song.
Song that nobody can veto, and everybody can pick a song that it's one vote veto.
Right. So we're like, you know, if that way, if anybody has a song that nobody really loves, but you know, we'll still do it because you know we like each other mostly.
Mostly, that's how bands normally work.
But then you know, it ended up being like we didn't even need to worry about it because nobody was going to veto any of the choices that were made. There were a couple of substitutions that happened. Eventually, we were going to do for our friend Mateo, we were going to do nothing but Green Hill Zone and DuckTales the Moon, because those are favorite things ever.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Those are awesome.
And then we decided not to do those. We'll let other people handle those.
Yeah, everybody does Green Hill Zone.
But if they didn't do it.
Yeah, we don't.
We didn't.
Yeah,
we didn't.
Joe.
We everybody
didn't.
Else.
Wait, no. I didn't. Says we're not going to do Green Hill Zone. We still could.
I didn't do it.
We might do it just to spite you.
Okay.
You know what? Yeah, fuck that.
Get Shale to do vocals on it.
When we wheel out our podcast table on the stage, can you do it then?
And then sure. Just hump Joe Cam's face while you're singing Sonic the Rapist Hedgehog.
So is Kunal joining us? What the fuck is he doing?
Wait, Grant Henry, Norgan, what's the other guy's name?
Ale Sean?
Yes.
You could just look
Sean.
At the screen in front of you.
Fucking God
wow.
Damn it.
It's at an angle. It's
Sean,
hard.
You're not important.
This guy's just so professional.
No, wait.
Oh my God.
Okay, that looked like Titeen to me from this angle.
Titeen.
Do you guys like want to hear some of our failed band names?
Yes.
I love failed band names. We need legitimate material on this podcast.
I have the Find Him and Kill Him is not dead. Find Him and Kill Him is the name of our Google Doc is Find Him and Kill Him Official Party Time Google Dong.
Yes.
I'm just going to grab a few here. We have Sledgehammer Elephant. That one didn't make the cut.
Yeah,
that was a good name.
That's amazing.
Too, though. Who came up with that?
Yeah, that's a battle beast.
I want to be your sledgehammer.
Are we going to tell them? Are we going to tell them what we're going to call the album?
We could do that because if you want the yeah. what was the what the is the album was originally a potential band name. The name of the album is Carnivortex.
Nice.
So that is the name of our album. Electric Light Gun Orchestra was in here.
ELO!
Yeah. That was an orgasm.
I like ELO. Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum Man Group. Although, I believe that was lifted from something else. I can't remember. Dugosh had that, but he's like, I can't take credit. I came from something. But I was like...
I think that should be the name of the album.
Shop. We got Metal Hospital. We have Grant Hasn't Seen the Lion King.
Really?
Have you really not seen the
Lion King? No,
Huber hasn't seen
Star Wars. What the fuck is wrong with you, Grant?
So many things.
There's a lot of movies that I haven't seen to feel bad.
Hero in a cartoon ever.
Kunal,
I
know. Can't jump
I've seen, and I'm a film freak, and I haven't seen. It's on the top of my shame list. But moving on.
Ooh, yeah. Kunal cannot jump on the call, but he says, "I love you guys." The band will be the sexiest person.
The whole end of the list is good.
It is. Oh, there's like shredded beef and like
savage.
This was really good. This is not realistic, but it's really good. Was STEM age, STEM sex, STEM location,
STEM cells.
STEM age, age, sex. I think that was a Chuck thing. I think that's hilarious.
God.
Let's see.
Randy Savage and the Slim Jims Showdown.
Another one. What is IRQ 7 DMA1?
Oh, yeah.
Those are the old Sound Blaster settings.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Was that the ad-lib days?
Oh, God.
That really rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, doesn't it?
It does.
IRQ 7 DMA1.
That's like the clipping code for Doom, like before no clip.
IDDQ.
Was thing, right?
Oh, no, that was God.
The Grant Henry Penis Experience, an interactive diorama.
Yeah.
Where did you see that?
Don't leave out the
depressing
colon.
Pop-up book.
Oh, there's Slothmageddon.
Slothmageddon was in there.
Welcome to Die.
Wood beats water. That was one of my favorites.
I think you guys would actually appreciate the fictional band name that I came up with when I was 8. This was the pretend band that I was going to make. The first band that I ever got together was I was going to call it Rocco Flame Fart and the Chinese Icebox Mystery Machine.
Oh my God!
You can.
That actually does roll off the tongue. That's
yeah,
funny.
Rocco really Flame does. Fart and the Chinese Icebox Mystery Machine.
That's the name of the album.
Wow! Yeah. I want somebody to make a reference to that. Was it Daikatana? John Romero's gonna make you his bitch.
Yeah,
that's like untapped potential right there for something.
Oh, la 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 la.
George, are you looking at the Google Doc? Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
the Google Doc.
Yeah,
it's a glorified multiplayer Excel sheet.
It really is.
Basically, yeah, it's its own game.
Oh my God.
Like I'm like level 40 in this thing right now.
Dude, I'm so good at that game.
Google Hangouts is so fun for that.
I totally got ye flask in this game.
You didn't pay for any of the experience boosts, did you?
Oh, no, man. I'm just totally free to play on this game.
It's the way to go.
Saving the game is a microtransaction.
Yeah.
It's a freemium.
It's okay. All of the content that you have to pay for is all aesthetic. So... It doesn't change the gameplay at all.
The album is free if you just want bass and stick, and then if you really want experience,
there's DLC packs of the stems of the guitar.
Oh,
that's the new pricing model.
I like it.
Did we actually get JoeCam any tracks or?
Yeah, I have two of them.
We did. All,
we did? I did. Oh, indeed.
Sweet.
Yeah, so the two tracks you guys have are
Two.
Yeah,
you want two of them?
Because we're fucking greedy.
Two of them songs? Two of them songs?
Two of them?
You sure got a pretty song.
I don't want two. I want 12 of them.
I want 12 of the two.
That's like...
That's a lot of pancakes.
I want a two
a lot of waffles.
With a one in front of it.
That's too much.
Whoa.
All of them. All the songs.
By the way, this is how motivated we've been lately. We're not even... finished recording the first album and we already have a tab in the Google Dong for album number two the songs.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Earthbound.
I can dig it.
So you heard it here first. We're already planning the next album.
It's true.
Woo, we got an exclusive. Yay.
What are you guys? Dream Theater?
We've done that.
Yes.
Yes.
Fuck off. It's right record tour.
If somebody asks you if you're a god, you say...
You say yes, yeah.
Likely. Thank you.
yeah.
Okay, god. So album talk. Can you guys share what songs are on the album?
We can share the two that we gave you.
Okay.
Because we can share some the two of them that might we've get already scrapped shared. By MAGFest.
Well,
we can tell you what is not... on the album.
Okay, let me ask you this.
We did not do Princess Toadstool in the Salad Kingdom.
We should. If the Tossed Salad Kingdom?
Isn't it Princess Tomato?
Oh, I think it's Princess Tomato. Yeah.
In the Salad Kingdom.
See, we didn't do that one either. Oh, yeah.
That's the reprise, like halfway through the album.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
We did not do the Farmville theme.
Good.
We did not do Item Get from Metroid.
Yeah, Grant does that one on his own.
I mean, one of us did.
You did.
Well, I didn't tell you I recorded all those parts already.
Awesome.
Track one.
He's
going to
sneak it in on the album anyway.
Oh, my God.
We did not do Excite Bike.
Oh,
we did.
Although we should have.
Although we may have a song coming up that ends up becoming our Excite Bike.
Yeah, we do.
We'll see. It's funny, we actually came up with an idea for another track that could be all of 8 seconds long past Wednesday.
And it'll be the best track on the album.
Yeah, probably. And because, you know, we're supposed to finish the album on Sunday and we hate ourselves, so we're trying to pull that off too. And
what song?
You'll find out.
Oh, you could try.
You gotta be. I understand. You just gotta.
That's
see
one of the track. Surprises.
No.
What the fuck is 8 seconds long?
There's a lot of things. Oh,
Sean, you got the thing.
All I know is I'm just really excited. I don't know. I told Aleshon about this before we started recording, but the CD that I'm doing for Magfest, I decided that I'm using an instrument that I got for Christmas last year. On one of the songs.
Oh no!
It's called an automaton.
So, they're awesome.
Yeah. Oh, they're so cool.
So
I want one.
Yeah. So I'll bring it to Magfest so you guys can fuck around with it.
You guys should bring him up on stage so that he can play it.
Oh my God!
He could play on.
Yes,
we will.
Yeah, we'll do it. We're doing anything.
We're talking about Chuck having a theremin on stage.
Oh my Lord. God.
Yeah, but the problem is
I've wanted a theremin so bad. I've wanted to learn how to play those.
Chuck has one. It's fantastic.
What? Are you bringing it?
Yeah.
We're not bringing it.
Oh.
It's as fun as it is expensive.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I will bring my automaton so you guys can mess around with it. But I'm adding automaton to
Rock Band.
No, the song that I'm adding it to for my CD is actually the shop theme from Castle Crashers.
Oh, wow. I know that theme. And the automaton's in it.
Right now I'm using it for the root notes of the guitar, so not the solo, because I already did the solo on guitar, because that would be a fucking pain in the ass to do on automaton. but I don't know. If I really hate myself enough, maybe I'll try and figure it out.
Well, it's not like you have a lot of time to decide.
No, I really don't have that much time to decide, because I at least want to get a couple more songs done so that I can justify trying to sell the CD so that I have money to eat when I'm at Magfest, because I'm broke as fuck.
Well,
it's
I think
all
we
about
roped,
the chef, man.
We roped Sean the into doing chef. A solo on River City. Right, Sean?
If you want to.
No, well, everybody brings chef. That's how you do it. Yeah.
Some of them are supplied at the DOD listening party.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll save one for you.
Sweet.
But yeah, so because Norg, if he gets, like, he's doing Chapman Stick on one, if he can get it done. If not, then I'll just throw together some bass line or something. I don't know.
I'll get it done. I only have one more song for this album to do.
Oh, cool. Well, then.
Really? You're ahead of me now? Dang it.
Oh, it's a race. It's a fucking race.
It is a race. You asked me. It is actually a race between, actually, it's a, yeah, I think it's a race between you two, so have fun.
So I know.
Actually, it's just a race for me.
So I know Aleshon and Grant don't want to be lead guitar players.
Yes.
But if either one of them wanted to do lead guitar on a song, I have a song that I could send you that needs lead guitar. Just a solo. You don't have to learn any of the actual leads for the song itself, but just improv a solo for a section, and that's all I need, because I'm not a lead player. I'm a drummer.
We'll both do it.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Separately.
Yeah, separately.
No, at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Got it.
It'll be like Freddie Mercury and David Bowie.
I'll put both tracks on at the same time, and it'll be like an old Black Sabbath solo, so there's like three or four solos going on at the same time.
Which, Grant, which one of us will do seven string and play a low solo, which who's will Rochambeau for it or something.
It's in B.
You want the solo low?
I'll take whatever. I just got this guitar.
You just got your guitar. So I've had the 7-string for a while, so I'm kind of, you know, I'm cool if you want to do it because you're new and you look, you know.
I'll
do the high ones on the high notes where you mash your fingers on them and you're meatily.
Sure. And I'll do the gent stuff or the gent solo. Right. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's in B. Done. It's in B standard, so it's perfect for the 7-string.
Not anymore. It ain't.
Yeah, it was.
Now it's in G.
Fuck your song.
Now it's on reel to reel, running at half speed.
It's their song now.
Oh shit.
D flat.
We'll write the solo and send it to you, and you can make the song fit.
Hey, you know what? I would do that. wouldn't be the first time.
Work around.
I will say that for a dollar.
I will say this: that like I'm a rhythm guy mostly, and Sean's a rhythm guy mostly. But we do leads, you know. Like we can play lead stuff, but I think we both kind of prefer the rhythms and the chords. Yeah,
it's weird stuff. Not that we can't play. We can't. But that's not the reason. The reason is just. Neither one of us is like a lead guitarist, you know.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But man, let me tell you, if you get two rhythm guitar players in a band,
the groove,
it's a better band, yep. Better
groove
band.
Is in the heart.
I would much rather have two rhythm guitar players than just a lead guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree 100%. And that's from a drummer's perspective. So.
Well, you have to have a lead guy too. It's just for us, it's the keyboard player.
You don't even have to. Just have the singer fucking scat over everything.
Well, there's no singer.
It's great, though. The entire band is a rhythm section and a keyboardist. It's just so good.
That's pretty wild. You know what? And I find myself wanting to listen to that more than just like a wank fest on guitar. Like,
I hate that.
Oh, no, it's a wank fest. I mean, no.
Wank fest. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that kind of wank fest.
It's basically that for 36 minutes.
That's my favorite kind of wank fest. That's what I'm going to start calling Magfest from now on. It's going to be Wankfest.
Oh, my God.
God. It's like the largest door opening slowly.
What other sound effects do you have for us, George?
What? God.
What other sound effects can you bust out?
Good Lord, I don't know.
All I know is I'm going to have a lot of fun going Evil back Bird and dies. Like separating a lot of the audio so that we have like clips that we could just sample from...
Yes.
Hold on. Everyone quiet. Give us crickets.
The sound Norg.
Wait, that's actually him and not a soundboard?
Yeah, that's him. That's
you
him.
Shut the front door.
It actually made me tired. No.
Yeah, that's me.
Do you do a Duke Nukem? Do you do one?
I've got balls of steel.
Steel. Yeah, of course he can.
Steel.
Do the Contra voice.
Yeah, this man has voiced Contra.
Magfest, and I'm all out of ass. That was fun. When I finally got to meet John St. John, I got to walk up and say, "Hey, John, pleasure to meet you. I've been imitating you for like 10 years now." He's like, "Oh, that's pretty cool."
Oh man, we're gonna have to try getting
those
him
alien
on.
Scums are gonna pay for when, shooting up my ride.
When I met him, I gave him a shot that he wouldn't drink.
What? Yeah.
A black tooth grin.
That's when I call him a
he
pussy.
Wouldn't drink.
It had Tabasco sauce in it.
Oh,
what was it like? Bottom shelf vodka and Chipotle sauce.
Yeah,
it was the fire breathing Russian.
And yeah, Pizza Hut Karnoff
shot. Didn't you try a Karnoff shot?
Me?
Well, you did, but I thought Norg did. I thought he tried one. It's you know, we were doing video game shots, so I thought, you know, Karnov.
Yeah, because that was on Onimusha.
Oh, in fire.
That's a really good book.
freaking brilliant. Really idea. Why are we not doing Karnov? Okay.
Smash
that's
did
another,
it.
That's another
yeah,
one
we did it already.
Yeah.
And Brian's or Ubik's not going to be there, so.
Yeah. we should do that next year. I still have the arrangement of the MIDI that I made for it.
Okay. All right.
Sweet. Hey, you heard it here first.
Hey.
Nobody heard it here first because nobody's listening.
Hey, you listened to like 15 of them before I said, fuck this.
Zach heard it.
Yeah, Zach. Hey, Zach. You got the inside scoop. I hope you're happy.
It's funny. He actually emailed us this week, too.
Did he?
Bust out his email. Let's have an answer.
You better not make fun of your fans.
Really? Zach Lyons writing a long email. You're fucking kidding me. What was it about? Give us the gist.
About the past few weeks.
What is it about in the past few weeks?
Like our holiday extravaganza we did last week that you weren't here for?
No, I wasn't here.
That you probably didn't listen to it. So
no, I didn't know what it was.
You don't listen to our show either.
No, I'm usually here experiencing the horror or basically being 90% of the horror. So. Yeah.
Or being a whore.
Like, I think I said the most horrible thing I've ever said on this podcast tonight, so...
Yeah, you did.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that?
When his daughter came on, I said, get her to solve a Rubik's Cube with her vagina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, and even I sat there afterwards and I went, ooh.
Oh, I shouldn't have done.
Wait, what did you say?
Never mind, listen to the podcast.
Norg will murder you at MAGFest.
And Norg's like, where's the guy?
Saturday at 3 p.m. live on stage.
We talked about...
Get up here, you know, boy.
She was kind of the star of our little video we put together.
She's running around with the balloons. So,
little early for a MAGFest experience, but George, I think you talked about maybe bringing her out. Maybe next year is the year.
I brought my son 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, your son's the coolest kid.
Number one best for family.
There you go.
Family so time.
It's like the PlayStation 1, number one best for family. We did. I mean, it was really hard to keep him out of the arcade room. He had a blast. Everybody loved him, but you'd have to meet my kid because he's so much cooler than me.
Yeah. The one-up barbecue you brought him to, everyone was like talking to him, playing with him, hanging out with him, and you're just sitting alone by yourself.
We're
going to
go hang out with the three-year-old because he's fun.
That's the funny thing about cool kids, though, is like, cool kids are cool.
Wow,
that was deep. No. Yeah. A lot of my friends fucking hate children. They don't want to have children. They don't want to deal with it.
This guy, actually.
Like, whenever I meet, like, working, you know, I've worked fucking retail and storefronts for so long, and sometimes people bring in their kids, and they're the most adorable, nicest little children you've ever met. It's like, man, that's why I want to have kids, because... Yeah. I want to have one of those. I want to have a cool little kid.
I want to have that one. Give me that one.
Yeah, I want to have a cool kid that
can
I go home.
Pick one for, can that one's good. I want.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I have a Donovan too?
Pick yourself really, a bag.
We were worried, man. We had the one. Yeah, the first one was awesome, so we were kind of nervous. Like the second one might not be. It turns out the second one's awesome too. So
you got good genes.
They're so Voltron, man. You put them together, and it's like the cuteness just exponentially multiplies.
So are you guys going to get all your kids together?
You're 24, right? So
are all of your kids going to get together and start a band? You got to get your kids together and start a band.
All right. Voltron goes in the Google Doc.
Yeah, put Voltron in
there. Oh, yeah.
Voltron Jr. for the kids.
Grew up on that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh my!
Yeah, there's some. I will say this about the record is that we there is some non VGM on the album. I'll put that out there. There's some stuff. Is there? Did they make games of that stuff?
What stuff?
I don't know.
I'll be the judge of it.
Is it the Law and Order theme?
Some of it.
Bang. Some of it is the Law and Order theme.
You one guys should just play that in between every song at MAGFest.
Game music, but I think some of it.
Oh yeah, one of them did get adapted into a game. You're right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it books or a movie or
all
a television
your vague
show?
Talk?
Or so we're gonna do okay. Show? Fine. Fuck it. We're doing Small Wonder. We're doing the theme song for Small Wonder at MAGFest. Hope you guys like it.
I have no.
Yeah, I don't know what Small Wonder what that is.
First time anyone ever heard the word Google. It's not Joe. Look it up.
But wait,
you 24-year-old.
I'll look it up.
Hey, the 27-year-old said that he didn't know either.
Hey, do a search for Small Wonder.
Oh, Small Wonder? No one did anyone see
go,
Small
Siri,
Wonder?
Go, Siri, go.
Everyone saw Small
it.
Wonder.
Siri's okay. Not going to work.
Well, it was a sitcom starring one of the little girls in the family of four, nuclear, standard 80s fare. Okay. Little girl was not human. She was an android.
Oh,
and she talked like this.
I have seen
that. She talked like this. And no one knew she wasn't. And the whole shtick of the show is I'm covering up the fact that she was an android that needed maintenance. And no one was supposed to know she was an android.
Oh, my God. I know exactly what you're talking about now.
Yeah,
I didn't know
look
that was the name of the show.
Yeah.
Wait, now, you're saying they made a game of this, or they made a game of one of the other songs?
They just made the show. I'm just saying we're doing the theme song, but we're not. But we should. We're not playing that at all.
Scum.
Yeah. That's so. Tough. That's the difference, Grant. Destroyed. Check this out. Here's the difference between the old guys when I did this. We're all like, yeah, I know what that is. And then for the 24-year-old, it's...
That sounds like the age where we know what Voltron is. Let's say it back. Do it again. It was the opening to Power Rangers.
It was.
Do the solo.
Try the solo. Can you do it?
Oh, what, the solo? No, I'm not that Danimal.
Come on, try it.
Oh. Danimal is officially an adjective.
I'm not that Danimal.
Can we get him on here next?
Danimal'd.
Yeah, if you were going to do a reality show, it'd be That's So Danimal.
Oh, my God.
I just want to take a moment to point out that there's some awesome Power Rangers theme songs. Amazing.
All one of them?
No, there were other ones. There's a guy on the internet who does a history of Power Rangers, and he like rates the theme songs and tells you about who made them, if it was the original guy, if not, who else, like some of the influences going into it. And dude, some of them are fucking awesome.
Meep.
Oh, here he goes. That was it. Meep.
Like,
yeah,
that sounded like a thing. Commodore filter.
Meep.
It's a noise gate. Hey, wait, like if you guys don't mind for a second. Serious Lonely Rolling Stars album work. Grant, is this okay for the lead tone?
I'm gonna have to like put the mic up to my earpiece because I don't know how it's gonna sound as good otherwise.
All right, you have to record it through Skype.
No, we're doing that right now.
Wait, here, I can just send you the stem. Just play it. Just play the part.
Yeah, give
that's
Norm's
more rhythm guitar parts right there.
I'm setting levels here.
I guess your next album is going to be called Skype.
I don't think so. I don't think anybody.
Yeah, you're not.
Is that even something from the album?
Are those notes? Is that a guitar? Is that what is that?
It's an automaton.
Is that a real thing that you wrote? Because I'm going to strangle you.
That's an automaton, right?
Yeah.
Dude, if I can get an automaton to sound like that, I'd use that thing fucking all the time.
PB so Delta
Sean,
Blues.
Sean, do you just want to play us a song already?
Yeah,
just...
This is a Korg AX10. It's like a really, really cheap, inexpensive processor. But it has really good amp sounds. Just I used my last DOD entry was all the Telecaster through that for the most part.
I want a Telecaster. I want a baritone Tele.
Dude, I need to get one of the guys that goes to Magfest has a couple 7-string tellies, and I'm thinking
7
I would like
string telly.
Dude, they make they make 7-string fucking SGs and Les Pauls now too.
But the thing that you guys don't know that you're probably not hip to is that the 7-string telly is probably the gentest of gent guitars.
Oh,
ever.
I imagine it is.
I can imagine those things are bright.
That bridge pickup with the high end, I mean, check this.
Oh, it's going way low. It's going unison.
That's a G.
He's going to play some fucking Tool. Play some Prison Sex, Sean.
I love that song.
Prison Sex, Google Doc.
Dude, that's like my high school.
So gent.
Oh, that is chunky.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's
chunky.
I just want to mention something real quick. The reason I actually there is some 7-string on this album from both of us, and the reason I bought one, here's a plug, is because I bought a 7-string because I mean I always wanted one, but I'm playing a second show at Mag, so I'm telling you, Chris, because you should come to this too. It's noon on Friday. You should come see Viking Guitar live.
Okay,
you sound like a metalhead, so you should come see Viking Guitar. It's myself and Megabeardo is playing the other guitar, Viking Guitar. And my brother's playing drums, and he just bought.
What about the Viking guitarist?
I hope he wears a helmet because
he has Eric a Viking helmet.
Eric is the Viking. I hope.
Oh,
I hope
shit.
I don't. My brother,
the lead is his name is Eric. He's blonde and a Viking.
Yep.
That sounds like a Viking. Yep. Eric is not very Viking of a name, but
what are you talking about?
Me?
Eric is the most Viking of names.
It's well, his name is spelled E R Like I-C-H-K-E. So it's like,
oh, jeez, Eric. Like Queensryche, but Eric.
But more metal. Yeah, right.
God damn.
So come see Viking Guitar Live on Friday at noon, because we'll be rocking it. My brother just bought a new double bass pedal tonight. I went from there to here.
I'm gonna bring my pedal to Magfest, because I was told by Ale Sean that I should.
He really wants to bike around the place, so he needs pedals.
No. I have my listen. If you need to introduce him to me, so I can show him the bass drum pedal that I have, because I spent about $1,200 on.
On a pedal?
Yeah, it's a Trick Pro 1 V.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
the Trick pedals are sick.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna bring that with me, because apparently, that's my claim to fame. Not claim to fame.
Other than having one testicle.
Other than having one testicle, my drumming style is very foot oriented.
You heard me.
Like I was the band that I was playing in primarily, it was like there was a lot of foot rhythms that I had to kind of get down. So it was, you know, I had to work on my footwork a lot. So that's actually one of my strongest points now at this point. So I had to get a pedal that would keep up. So
I think you did get one that will keep up with your one ball sick. And your fast feet and. Uh-huh.
One ball, fast feet. That's your next album name.
That's your next handle.
One ball, fast feet.
I'm going to save all of this forever. I'm going to have sound samples for fucking decades. Yeah. I love
this
it.
This is the one ball podcast.
In a world with one ball.
all of this shit is just going to be sampled at the beginning of the fucking CD. I hope you know.
Then they're going to sue you for fucking royalties.
I'm going to put his name
in. It's going to be amazing.
He's going to be on the album anyway.
I don't care.
Damn it. It's okay. Nobody's going to buy the CD anyway.
You're going to go there at 200. You're going to come home with 300 somehow.
Yeah. They're going to fucking multiply.
You're gonna be sitting there and you're gonna be watching a disc, and then all of a sudden it's gonna be like a bigger disc, and then it's gonna just turn into two discs.
Transmogrification complete.
Is there an osmosis, I think it's called?
Diffusion. Is it?
No, diffusion is when you have one thing that diffuses into like
I don't know.
One
it's budding
large area.
Is it mitosis? It's budding.
No, mitosis is, the splitting of cells.
You said butt.
So, I think, we've been recording for a while. I'm pretty sure we could, I think we're past the one hour mark.
We're so far over.
We're so past the 1 hour mark.
Are we?
We're inching up on an hour 20, I think.
I mean, we were recording slightly before that, but.
We've been on for like four hours. But we started, like, not until. We were on Skype for a long time before we started.
We were.
Yeah.
And I mean, hey, if you guys want to talk for a little bit more, that's fine.
I want to hear this Zach Lyons fucking email is what I want to hear.
Next week.
Do you guys want to sit with us through an email, a listener email?
Yeah, do it. Do it. No, let's hear your podcast. You can be on ours, but we can be on yours too.
Are you guys familiar with who Zach Lyons
is? It's a mutual being.
I don't think so.
Well, yeah. Right. So
Grant might know who Grant is.
I don't know myself, y'all. Keep going.
We kind of make jokes about it. Zach Lyons listens to our podcast. Writes for.
He's our only listener.
He's one of the writers at Save Continue, where our podcast is found.
Oh, yeah.
So I went off on like a major bashing Nintendo rant a few weeks back, or a month back, or 2 months, something like that. Zach Lyons wrote in like a 6-page rebuttal.
As well, he should.
It was a huge rebuttal. Thank you. Damn it. Yep. Thank you.
Let's hear it. Let's hear Zach.
Let's hear this.
Well, this is on a different topic,
This isn't the rebuttal. The rebuttal got its own episode.
We just like make the we week just kind of make after. Running jokes now that whenever
oh, this
we,
is just backstory. Okay.
Yeah. We can mention like the most random thing, like I had a milkshake today, and it's like, oh shit, here comes a 6-page
I drink
Zach
your milkshake.
Lyons email.
I drank your milkshake.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it all.
Well, the backstory for this email is last week. Chris and I just two-man show. We did a Christmas suggestion.
Two men, three balls.
Yeah, two men, three balls.
Two men, three balls.
We did an episode talking about if you're getting a new system for Christmas, what games you should be looking for, what would be Dark good Souls. To have in your collection. We actually Dark I don't Souls. Think we mentioned Dark
Souls. We did not mention Dark Souls.
Wow.
Yep. Yes.
Fucked up.
We're slipping. But,
you guys are so violent.
We prioritized.
We're really horrible people. There have been times where we've sat there and thought, man, we could really make like a professional podcast out of this. And it's like, fun.
Nope.
Fuck cut shit, Fleshlight, Rubik's Cube vaginas.
Shatheters.
Shatheter. Yes. So I came up with this fantastic idea when I was the midnight the release.
Email. Go back to the email.
Hold on. I they need to know this. So I was in the midnight release line for Grand Theft Auto. And I was talking to some kid about like, you know, $1 million ideas. And I was like, honestly, I have $1 million idea. It's a catheter, but for poop. So, but I couldn't think of a really good name for it. And he told me to name it.
That's obviously what's held this idea back.
Why don't you call it a colostomy bag?
No, he called it a shatheter. And I think that's the best product name that you could possibly think of.
Wasn't he Captain
Fleshlight?
No,
a shatheter. That boy's name?
I know, Albert but Fleshlight Einstein. Is probably the greatest product. Maybe.
All right, so
on to the email.
Back to the email. That's why we never get anything done.
Are you sure I can read the email now?
Shatheter.
Isaac.
Read it.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Do this.
Hey, guys. It's been a while. I've got a few notes for you on last week's Christmas suggestion spectacular.
Oh, no.
And so you haven't heard from me in a few weeks. It'll be a few paragraphs. Not quite 3 pages, but a solid chunk. First, having nothing to do with Christmas, I wanted to comment on Rise, Son of Rome. I don't have an Expone and have not played the final retail version, but it's one of the many games I demoed at the Armageddon Expo in October, and it was actually one of the most impressive titles I played. Possibly the only games there I enjoyed as much or more were Mario 3D World and Dying Light. So granted, it was just a demo, but when I eventually pick up an Expone, Rise is definitely on my list. If there's a silver lining to all the bad reviews it's getting, it's that it should be in the cheap bin by the time I'm ready for it. Second, Joe, whenever you mention where I'm living, you always say Australia. I'm actually in New Zealand, and before you say whatever, they're the same goddamn thing. Oh no, I know they're separate. People in New Zealand get furious when you call them Aussies. I just didn't know he was in New Zealand. So please don't murder me, Zach.
He will.
I want to preemptively interject to say that that's like saying America and Canada are the same thing because they're right next to each other. It just ain't true, although Canada pretty much is America Junior.
No, Canada...
Canada is America's hat.
Exactly. Canada is America's hat, and it's a really fancy, nice-looking hat.
Yeah.
And they just claimed the North Pole, so it's a really cold hat.
Yeah, that Joe Cam, just for the record, I've been to New Zealand, and it is spectacular in comparison to Australia.
I'd love to go.
One's
a fucking blood-sucking desert, and the other one's the backdrop for all the fucking good fantasy films ever made. So,
I have seen the actual Mount Doom, and it is pretty.
Damn.
It's very pretty.
I'd love to go down there.
Continue email.
Anyway,
you want to go down?
Third, thanks for the Ms. Splosion Man code. I thought that since it took me a few days to listen, I wouldn't get to it first, but I suppose that's my bad.
Yeah,
we're assuming you guys have more listeners. Really, though, love the random game giveaway. You should do more of that so he could get them all.
Yeah, so he can get free games.
For the record, I think the time we had the most listeners is when I gave away like a $100 gift card for GameStop.
Yeah.
Some side notes. I know the whole gaming Olympics for Extra Life kind of went tits up. Good phrase. But if you ever get around to doing it just for fun, I have another game suggestion that I imagine you'd all have some pretty comparable skill levels on.
Dark Souls.
Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball.
Fuck yeah!
If you go one-on-one, it'd be Joe and Chris, since you two are the most consistently present hosts. Haha, in your face, too.
Oh, shit.
Well, wait a minute now. I'm pretty sure I've been on much longer than Huber has.
I missed one.
And all of the episodes where you weren't part of the cast.
I was sitting on the couch.
Yeah, you were asleep on my fucking couch.
And all the weeks you were drumming for that other band.
Oh, yeah. I was doing studio work.
I have missed to date 2 episodes.
Two.
And you had a call in for another one.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you missed 3.
There might have been a third one, but I think I half-assed that one somehow.
Anyway, if it's 2-on-2, Tim's in and maybe grab someone like Kunal to hop on someone's team. It's guaranteed to be a great time.
Guaranteed to be.
Yes. I was honestly thinking, and I think we might have mentioned this before, doing the Game Olympics at MAGFest.
I don't know if we'll have time, though, is the problem.
Why the fuck not?
Because I have to film my face off.
You don't have to.
I do. It's for the Kickstarter for my company and the development blogs leading up to that.
Anyway, also, I really want to hear another dummy run. Please, the couple you did early on in the podcast were really fun shows. Finally, because I feel...
Now, hold on, wait, let me address that real quick. So, at MAGFest, we're going to be doing a sort of a save continue roundtable discussion with Kyle Gatto himself. We're going to talk about the website. We're going to talk about the podcast. We're going to talk about a lot of things because there's a lot of ideas that we have floated before that we never really stuck to or got back to. We're all busy, but I'm hoping to get a lot more structure and a lot more organization going for a lot of things. I'm at least going to put it down on the table and see if we can come up with an idea. Because things like that, I do want to bring the stuff like that back. I know all of us.
I like the weekly womp womp.
Weekly womp womp. Dummy run.
Well, dummy run was on the podcast. That's not necessarily a save continue.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I mean it's one of the things to bring up when we're talking about it because I think that it's going into making save continue potentially a bigger and bolder site is going to be part of that's going to be part of the complete package is having a good podcast, having you know videos on the site, having consistent reviews with times, you know, timings on them and things like that. You know what I mean?
I think part of getting Save Continue on a more consistently run basis also includes having an editor in chief who isn't working on a ton of other sites as well.
Well, we were going to talk about that, but it's things that we're going to get addressed.
An
you know,
editor in chief
about.
Who isn't constantly shitting on the Xbox One too.
Well, that's fine. I mean, everybody has their opinions, but I mean. We balance that out. You certainly balance it out, and you do a good job of it. You know,
I love the Xbox One.
I think they're both fantastic systems so far. What do you guys think? What do you think about the next gen systems or the current gen system?
They're next gen.
Yeah. The new system.
The newest this system is actually is a DS Lite.
The DS Lite.
Well, no, but yeah. What do you think?
I'm all about the WASD, yo.
All right, yeah, so buddy. PC Master Race next.
Who's next?
I got to go and actually hold the controllers for the new systems, and they're pretty cool. I will say that the Xbox's thumbsticks are too long. That pisses me off.
See, I like that a lot.
And the bumpers are weird.
I love the PlayStation 4 controller.
And the PlayStation 4 controller triggers feel too soft, but they're pretty cool. But... In the end, it's about games, man.
Games.
I can't. What do you buy an Xbox One and a PS4 for right now?
Tell me. Xbox One, TV, sports.
Next. EA, TV, football. TV, EA.
It's funny.
Sports.
Everyone jokes about EV. That. Everyone jokes that. About TV, but honestly, since having the Xbox One hooked up with my TV on it and all the different apps and... Like media on there, like Vudu and Amazon Video, Netflix, all the games on there. I honestly couldn't imagine not having my TV hooked up to it.
I don't have Roku for all that.
I don't have cable anymore.
I don't either. I don't have cable.
Well, yeah,
and
but
I haven't had cable in years.
For the people that
I
do,
have a
though,
360 and it does all of the things you just described.
Yeah, but you can't walk in your room and be like, Xbox, make me a sandwich, and it makes you a sandwich.
But you can. It won't do it.
But you can. No,
totally cool to do that.
I made a fucking grilled cheese and put it in my George Foreman, and I was like,
in
Xbox,
fact,
George
if you're
Foreman,
talking about
work.
If you're talking this... about getting a grilled cheese, the 360 OG is the system you want because
that thing cooks.
So I didn't know the system did this, and I don't. But it had to have been. A function of the Kinect integrated with it. I was playing Battlefield at my roommate's on his TV, on his Xbox One this morning. Or no, not this morning.
Yesterday?
Earlier afternoon when I got home from work. And he just like recalibrated his TV. It looked amazing. And we're playing Battlefield. And I have this one of those moments where you turn a corner and there's a tank. And you're like, oh, shit. And you kind of like hide behind a wall. I pulled out my rocket. I shot one rocket at it before I ducked for cover, hit it, ran around the corner real quick while reloading, peeked out and just popped it as it turned its gun and looked at me. And then the tank goes up into flames and I'm like, yes, it was like the last 10 seconds of the match. It was a huge, like, you know, set of points for me. Really, really fantastic moment. And I guess the Kinect heard me go, yes, and like really loud, really excited, because then it goes gameplay clip recorded just in the background.
Oh no, it automatically records.
It record. Yeah, and I was like holy shit, moments. That's awesome. And then like,
and then it sends it to the NSA.
Essentially,
does it send it, or do they just scrape that?
They scrape it.
I think they scrape.
Okay. Yeah,
lots of scrape. But there's a lot of really neat things it does that I really like. Now I'm a PC guy. I pretty much just play everything on PC. Like I can barely fucking function with a controller in my hand anymore, unless it's a fighting game. But it's almost like fucking magic when you're playing with some of the Xbox One things they have implemented in it. It's really janky, broken magic. But when it works, you're like, wow, that's really fucking cool.
What's
broken on it?
We've had a lot of trouble with the voice of Jake's.
Because it works,
yeah,
99% of the time.
And it seems to be person to person, but that's part of the problem is that until it's not person to person, like my experience could be one thing, your experience could be another thing, their experience could be one of these guys could look at it and be like, you know, well, this is interesting, and then they try it and they're like, and it doesn't work that time the first time for them,
yeah.
And they're gonna be like, nope, never mind, back to the Super Nintendo, you know,
Sean.
What?
It's 5 feet from me.
Super Nintendo.
Yeah, right? But I mean, that's sort of the big deal about these next-gen systems, is that if it doesn't, for a lot of us people that are getting older, if it doesn't deliver right away, and if you're not a collector.
Says the 24-year-old.
He's 27. I'm 24.
I turned.
Our keyboard player is messaging us on Facebook and junk. Do you think we can get him into this?
Sure. What the fuck? Tell him to.
I was just saying that we haven't mispronounced his name once. Nope. I'm not going to be the first one to go.
What is this? I don't know what this is. Should I click on this? Uh-oh. It's a YouTube video.
Time to gargle.
Oh, that?
Oh, no.
That's
small wonder.
Gargle is not my memory bank, but I do have a Google.
Oh.
10 minutes ago.
Google?
Google.
Now what's a Google?
What's a Google?
Google is the number one followed by 100 zeros.
You liked him to the... It's a Google. Invention of Google.
That was fantastic.
Oh my god.
We're gonna get sued so fucking hard for having that.
But anyway, let's continue the Zach.
Nobody heard it.
Oh no. Just... You guys didn't hear it, but it's coming through on the podcast.
You played it like out loud.
Yeah.
I never meant for that to happen.
That's okay.
It's already on YouTube.
So
whatever. It's on YouTube. Fucking YOLO.
Yeah,
YOLO.
Tell what is it?
So,
Chris?
So I just want to play games. And if in a year I will decide which one I'm going to buy, because I'm going to buy it in a year.
Grant, just right come over now, and you can try them out.
I haven't even bought the new Mario because I've been working on a record and I beat Zelda, Norg.
Norg doesn't care anymore.
I beat Zelda. Spoilers.
So did I.
Did you really? Spoilers. I did. Okay. I was going to say good. It was awesome. I was going to say cover your ears, and I was going to say it was awesome.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good.
One of the best gaming experiences I've had recently. I'm looking forward to Shovel Knight.
I can't wait for Shovel Knight.
Every 3DS game I've played.
Yeah, I met the developers.
I'm looking forward to more PC stuff than anything else, though. Shroud of the Avatar is coming out. Star Citizen is coming out. X Rebirth just came out. And it's all stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with the new generation of consoles.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's been shitting their pants about Star Citizen, and I think it's a really good idea, and I like what I've read up on about it, but when I saw the gameplay video they put out for it, I thought the space combat looked really weak.
There is absolutely nothing that they've shown that is actually going to look like the way it's going to look when the game is done.
It's
not even scheduled for release for another year.
See, that's what I'm hoping is that what I saw was just so early, you know, prototype footage that it...
Yeah, everything is prototype at this point.
Okay,
and
thank God.
I have complete and total faith in the creative vision of a guy like Chris Roberts.
Yeah.
Wait, so Sean, was Chris going to join the call?
I don't know. He hasn't said anything.
Yeah, well, fuck him. He should have been here.
He says his last name doesn't have a correct pronunciation, though, which is...
You just have to say the letters.
So when I first read his last name like years ago, I read it as Duglio's, which is kind of like Cheerios, but like tastes more like time travel than Cheerios. Right? So then I just started calling him Dougles, and Dougles didn't seem to stick.
Dougles is good.
That's
what he gets for not being here.
That's
Dougles now.
Doug.
I've never actually met our keyboard player in real life.
Yeah. Yep.
That's kind of cool, actually.
He's not likely to punch me for calling him Doogles, is he?
No.
That would be awful.
When is he ever going to see you? Other than MAGFest.
Like a couple weeks.
Yeah. Other than MAGFest, you could essentially like wait until MAGFest is over and then just be like, yeah, that fucking guy. Like, I'll never see him ever
Doogles
again.
Guy. Man.
That is uncanny.
Right? Dude, it sounds so good on our end. It really does.
I thought it was a soundboard. I swear to God.
Did you guys finish your email or do you
No,
care?
No.
No, we didn't
no,
finish.
No, we were Scott. we were asking about next-gen console.
Here's my prediction is that you know that the Xbox One is going at Microsoft's going to be bought by Amazon and Sony's going to get bought by Budweiser. And then if you're to buy a console...
Wait, Budweiser was already bought by InBev.
InBev. Oh, yeah. InBev. Japanese owned. I forgot. It's like 60% Japanese. So basically, Sony's getting bought by a Japanese company that owns Budweiser. And then if you were to buy a console right now, you should buy the Apple II. You heard it here first, y'all.
I'm on top
of
that.
Those are good predictions. All right. All right
with that. Wonderful. All right.
So yeah, this is how our podcast works. We talk about something, and then we get sidetracked, and then we get back to it. Anytime, I guess I'll finish his email. He says, "Finally, because I like to feel included in things, I'm going to tell you what I've been playing lately. As the wife and I just moved to a house recently, I haven't had much time to really sink into anything. But when I get a chance, I've been finally immersing myself in Lego Lord of the Rings, the biggest fucking Lego movie world yet. So much fun." As well as spending lots of my time on my 3DS with Theatrhythm Final Fantasy. It's making me really look forward to the new one coming out next year. Really, though, I'll be getting into so many of the new things soon. Kyle sending me a pack of games that he grabbed for me during various sales in the last few months, including the first two Professor Layton games, Animal Crossing New Leaf, Sonic Generations, and on top of that, my brother sending me two games I purchased from Walmart during their crazy price glitch weekend,
yeah,
which actually came through, Pokemon Y and GTA 5 for $18 each. Fuck and yes. So yeah, my 3DS and 360 are going to be getting a lot of a crazy amount of use in the coming months, and I just grabbed Ni No Kuni on the PS3 today for under $10, so that's pretty exciting too.
I'm excited just to a lot of puzzle pieces at MAGFest.
Who's the old guy that was
Let
on,
me finish!
What was it, 60 Minutes? Was it Let me Andy finish. Rooney?
Let me finish.
Zach Beer or Andy Rooney?
Let me finish. TLDR, fuck yeah, video game. So yeah, keep up the great job. I'm honestly going to try spreading the word about the podcast more because it's legitimately a good listen, fun listen, and it's for gaming folk. P.S. If you weren't already planning on it, you guys should do a Super MAGFest podcast extraordinaire.
Oh, we're working on it.
Get all of the musical guests. It would be baller.
Working on it.
Baller.
Shantae.
Shantae.
Yeah, so I guess keyboard player isn't making it.
Yeah.
Doogle. Dugan.
And then he sent a second email.
A fucking another one?
What the fuck, Zach?
This is a short one. This is a short one. Because he always does this.
PPS. Fucktards.
Well, no, this one is by the way.
Oh, BT dub. All right,
BT
sorry.
Dubs. I knew there was one more thing I wanted to say when you guys were talking about Halo, and Chris was dead set that Reach was a part of the original Halo Anniversary Edition. He's not completely wrong. No, it does not come with the entire game of Halo Reach. However, it does come with a couple exclusive multiplayer maps that can only be accessed through the Anniversary Disc. So yeah, that's what Chris was thinking of. Which, no, you were right. I didn't know this, but they released a Halo Origins double
pack. Yes, that's what I was thinking of.
I didn't know that last week when we were talking because it just came out.
The Origins one.
It's what,
it's 30 bucks? Right, it's the first two in the storyline.
Yeah, it's Reach and Halo Anniversary.
Exactly.
Incorrect. Halo Wars and Halo Reach are the first two in the storyline.
Nobody plays Halo Wars.
No, Halo Wars is the shit.
But nobody, I'm not saying that
doesn't
it's not,
matter.
I'm just saying nobody
doesn't
plays
matter.
It.
It doesn't matter.
Nobody plays it.
It doesn't matter.
Grant, what are your thoughts on Halo Wars?
I had a friend who played it.
That's the
RTS Halo?
Yeah.
He loved it.
It's an RTS.
I had a friend who played it. We never heard from him again.
And they only made one of them, right?
Yeah. Thank fucking God.
Oh, exactly. Really? It's like that? Okay.
No, the game's actually excellent.
Nobody
likes RTS. And why you'd put an RTS on the console in the first place is stupid.
I was just about to say I have zero interest in playing an RTS on a console.
Yeah.
The way they built it was very interesting because it was Very consoleized. It was not a way you would build up RTS on the PC, but it was still an RTS on the fucking console. So like, what?
Yeah, but didn't they put like Command and Conquer?
Yeah, and they built a really neat system on how to control Command and Conquer.
Yeah,
they had the triggers would open up different like build wheels, and you would just flick your stick to what you want to build, and then
flick your bean.
And then instead of trying to draw boxes around to select units, they actually had sort of like it'd be like a circle on the screen, and you could select them in groups using the circle. Anything under the circle would get selected, or you could like paint, basically like select with the circle, and then if you want to add more to that, you just drag the circle over on top of more units. It was interesting and it worked, but it's like, why the fuck would you even bother?
Yeah. It's all not right. Like anyway, we should probably wrap this show up since we are well over an hour and 20, a half.
24-hour cast.
Hooray!
24-hour cast.
The way we're going to do the music this week is we have two songs from the Lonely Rolling Stars band. Grant, would you like to introduce them?
Yeah, I can do that.
What are they called, Grant?
One is called Hogger of Hedges.
Don't give the source material. It's Hogger of Hedges. Yeah.
Oh, it's Hogger of Hedges. The source material. They won't get it.
Yeah, this one may. Yeah.
We're not cool enough to get it.
I believe this was a vote.
All right.
From,
it's Green Hill Zone.
Yeah. I think this was a Chuck voted song. Drummer Man.
Yeah, this was Chuck. Yeah.
Chuggo.
Who's also doing the artwork for the album, by the way. Drum Man is done with the record. He's just working on artwork, and it's killing so far.
Drum Man. Go Chuck.
So that's one song, and then the other one is a re-recording of the original live video that we did when we were kind of pitching our shit. It's the close to finale version of Lonely Rolling Stars, which is our theme song. So,
which best I can't Katamari song stop ever. Listening to.
Can I ask you guys for a professional opinion?
No,
because this is obviously the first time I'm dabbling into. A video game cover CD. Is it best to come up with different names for the songs other than what the source material is called?
Well, yeah, but plan on listening the source material because otherwise people will look at your CD and not have any idea.
Exactly. I did Cinder's theme from Killer Instinct. I was debating on calling it like, I don't know, like something stupid, like it burns when I combo or something. I don't know.
Is this supposed to hurt?
Yeah, that one.
Yes.
That one.
Well, he beat you to it. It's already over.
We're not doing that one.
Yeah. But he knows what it is. So
can we though? Like for real, like 10 minutes.
Who gets their CD out first?
Ten minutes. Fuck, they're gonna add it onto their CD, and then I'm like, oh well, there goes one song on my 4-song EP or something.
All right, hurry up! I gotta go watch Breaking Bad with my better 9/10.
Okay, well, since we like to have more than two songs anymore, I'm going to play one song from each of you guys, and I'm gonna let you pick what song of yours I play. So Norg, since you gotta leave. What song do you want played that best represents you?
Huh.
Me individually or yes. From the band?
Individually.
You. Oh, that's... No, I think that we should pick the song that gets played from you, Norg. That's what I think.
Okay, then...
What do you think? Grant, what do you think, Ale Scene?
I don't understand the question.
I don't understand the answer, so we're good. Rhythm guitar forever.
Yeah.
Guitar players, if you had to pick one song that would best represent Norg, what would you pick?
Long Good Friday. I don't even have to think about it. It's Long Good Friday.
I really love.
That was the best arrangement ever.
Have you guys ever seen the video Joe Pesci with his head on fire?
No.
It's a looped video of Joe Pesci with his hair on fire, and then they start playing Long Good Friday in the background. And so we did that one year at the Smash Brothers. We played that on loop and then actually played the song.
Is there a recording?
Is there a recording of it?
I don't know.
Probably.
Look for one, and if that's...
See, I need a song that Norg has released to play.
Oh, are we actually going to do that?
We're going to do that.
I was going to pick the Earthbound Smash track. That's two birds.
Something
I don't know who arranged
something
that
represents Norg is probably the Black Ice or God, I don't know.
Boss Key.
Yeah.
See, this is why having the other people pick.
Yeah, the boss. Yeah.
Yeah, boss. Like a boss key. It's a Final Fantasy V arrangement.
Yeah, I was thinking of Like a Boss from Spectrum of Mana.
Oh, that's
that's
Balls of Steel.
Norg.
Balls of Steel from the Contra 4 arrange album.
That's it.
Yeah. That's the answer. That's all fine. Right. That's
okay.
Good.
So yeah. Contra 4, Balls of Steel. So Balls. How about for Grant? What can we play for Grant?
Teddy's Bread.
Hey. Everybody's Googling sure, what he's work. Done now.
Teddy's Bread works. That's fine.
And what's that from?
Get some chunk on there. Right. Yeah, I'll send you a link to it. It's on my Bandcamp. It's okay, nestled but, down deep
what's
inside
it from?
Bandcamp.
What's the source material?
Oh, it's from ActRaiser.
Oh, fuck yeah, ActRaiser. Love that game.
Yeah.
All right, and then one for Sean, who has gotten a lot of airplay on our podcast over
the
past
year.
When I think Sean, I think Ribbit, but you guys pick whatever you want.
Ribbit. No one else would answer that. That's the best answer ever.
We did play that one already.
I was gonna say the drugstore sells Sparks.
I don't think I played that one.
I don't think you did.
I did Joe Cam Stole My Bike. I don't think I did Sparks.
I don't think you did.
Man, Ale Show would be a toss-up for me. It would have to be Dragon Dreams or Trans-Transylvanian Orchestra.
You know, actually, yeah, Dragon Dreams is not really representative of me all the time. It's just me when I want to, like, win DOD.
Because everybody talks about Terra in Black, of course, but I think...
Have you played the new version of that? There's
yeah,
Terra
we have
Obsidian
played Terra
up on the
Obsidian.
Site. You can get that.
Yeah,
yeah, we did that one. God, we have played so much Ale, Sean.
We have.
And we played a lot of one-ups, a
you
lot of
played some
A-Rival.
Last week, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, we did your Vanguard song.
Yep.
Oh, the Vanguard one? Yeah. Wow, nobody's played that one.
I fucking love ever. That song. Yeah, we did a handful of songs from Jingle All the Way last week.
Like the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
No.
Put the cookies down! There but is no
what,
bathroom!
What do you guys think? George, what do you...
Play
Dragon Dreams. That's good, right?
Dragon Dreams or Trans-Transylvanian Orchestra. It's a toss-up for that.
That one's really long.
So like it matters.
It has
like 14 hours of podcast.
Awesome.
So.
Yes.
This is a two... We're at a solid... Well, not a solid, but we're at a two-hour podcast.
After right. the songs, Endurance we're looking cast. At like
go with a short one. Go with Dragon Dreams in. It's like 2 minutes and 5 seconds or something.
And what's that from?
2 minutes 50.
Is it? Do you have a link right now?
I do, actually.
Okay. Is it the Aleshon.net link, or is it from someplace?
DOD.
DOD, that's... Don't do that Dave version. I fixed it after.
Dave Defeat. Well, I have to save these links before
right
I close
now.
The Skype window. Hold on.
Just send them to me.
Stand by.
Fuck,
all right, and then I'm blinking.
Yeah, you guys,
Facebook messaged the links to me.
Yeah, instead of sending the links in the Skype window, send them to Joe Cam.
Yeah, since I'm the one who puts it all together, so yeah. Just,
I already put them in the thing, so you're screwed.
Copy and paste them.
Oh,
and send
no,
them to
we're
Joe
screwed.
Cam.
God damn it, Norg.
Send them to Joe Cam.
God,
I can't do
I'm
it. It's so far away.
I'll rip off your head. And
okay,
shit
so
down
we have
neck.
Balls of Steel from Contra 4. We have Teddy's Bread from ActRaiser. We have Dragon Dreams from... What's that from again?
Dragon Dreams.
This from Dragon Dwelling Quest. Of Duels.
Okay, what game was it from?
What game is it from? Yeah. Dragon Warrior 3.
Okay.
It's the Dragon cave Warrior music. 3.
Yeah.
And then we have the two songs from the upcoming Lonely Rolling Stars album.
There you go. And that's a lot of music.
Songs. That is a... Well, we like playing music.
Small Wonder theme song.
Small
like
Wonder theme song. You guys really do have to cover the Small Wonder theme song now.
How do you know we're not?
Yeah.
We have to do that after we finish the Mr. Belvedere theme song.
Saved
oh,
by the
God,
Bell.
God, can we really?
You don't even... If you tell that to Dugosh, it'll be done tomorrow. I mean, like, I believe he does the end of Mr. Belvedere at one of the Arm Cannon songs. I think he like
also
Magfest. Can that happen too?
Magfest should get everybody like a bunch of the musicians a chance to do a mystery set list at some point during the weekend where they just get a bunch of band members together from all of the bands that are there, and they all come up with the funniest bullshit they can come up with, and go on stage and just play it for like an hour.
Yeah,
Lion
King, that's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
Hey, quick question for the podcasters. What would you want to hear covered? What has never been covered that you guys would want to hear?
Zoop Zoop by A-Rod.
Don't complain.
Don't complain.
There was one that I was attempting to tackle for my CD, but I think it's just like the arrangement's going to take me a little too long to get it done for the CD. But you guys should totally do Boogerman Flatulent Swamps. That's what I would like to hear.
I
will link it. I will link it to you guys. And I like it. It's such a good fucking song. Like I really like it. But
I can't remember much of the music. But I remember. I feel like I liked it growing up. But something from the game Cobra Triangle.
Oh yeah.
Or anything from Gunstar Heroes. I really loved Gunstar Heroes.
I know mine will never get done, but I would love to hear you guys tackle Guitaru Man.
I was going to say more Earthbound.
Well,
Guitaru Man.
We already did that.
So not the ballad like some other songs.
No, Tainted Guitaru Lovers. Man
or the ballad.
Yeah, Tainted
got that Lovers. Shit on lockdown.
Tainted
Lovers was one that I was attempting to tackle for my CD as well, and I don't think I'm going to be able to
I
get want to
hear
done.
You guys do Tainted Lovers with two guitars and a keyboard player. You guys could fucking rock that song.
We should do it just to spite Mustin.
Yes.
Yes.
That alone is reason.
Mustin's my arch enemy.
He really likes that song, I thought. Isn't that the one?
Mustin
that
makes me feel
that's what I'm saying. Like the one with the chord vamp at the beginning?
I think so.
God. Yeah, Tainted Lovers is the end, right?
They cover that. 1UPS does that.
So. Did they really?
Yeah.
Wow. Sure.
No, they never did Tainted Lovers.
Oh, no, yeah. Are we thinking of the wrong song?
I know maybe. The 1UPS did Legendary Theme.
It's the song that like crops up like three times through the game.
Yeah, that's the Legendary Theme.
Oh, that's the Legendary? Yeah. Oh, that's what they did? Okay.
Yeah,
they did that with me at Joe's wedding.
Yeah, that was our first dance.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting a cavity.
All the cool kids have the 1UPS play at their wedding.
Pretty much.
And now they're playing at MAGFest prom.
I know.
Yes, they are.
Wait, I have to bring like fancy dress?
No.
Yes.
You don't have to.
Yeah, nobody's gonna.
So I can just like I'm not gonna show up and like
Big Black's not gonna be at the door being like, no,
oh God,
no.
You guys, it's this one.
I could barely hear that.
I can hear that.
Why don't you look it up on there since
what one?
Tainted Lovers.
Tainted Lovers, yeah.
I know exactly what it is.
Well, no, they wouldn't be able to hear, would they? No,
they wouldn't be able to hear.
Put a link in the Google Dong.
I'm doing it. Well, put the secret Facebook.
I can give you the file. I have the file on my computer.
Probably.
But,
file.
Posting it.
It's like the really heavy gothic sounding one.
Yeah, it's like that one has like dueling solos throughout the whole thing, right?
All the Guitaru Man songs have dueling solos.
Well, no, specifically between like the main guitar and then like keyboard, like organ. Yeah.
But yeah, every song of Guitaru Man is pretty much.
Tainted Lovers is the I'm Beautiful song with creepy David Bowie guy.
No, that's Dancing in the Streets.
Beauty is a sin of God.
Dear God.
Wow.
God, that song is so fucking good. Seriously, Grant and George, find the song and listen to it.
Yeah, that's what I did when I clicked on that link, Grant. I was like, that one. Yeah.
No, that one. All right, so this was fun. I don't know about you guys.
You guys were probably the guests that we've had on that I've enjoyed the most.
This episode is
no, and
we are enjoyable.
Normally we have really boring guests.
Oh
yeah,
join
like
us next week for part two.
Ouch, that hurts.
All right, next Wednesday, let's do this shit again.
Fuck, hey man, whatever.
No, fucking MAGFest. We'll do something at MAGFest. That'll be fun.
So. Yeah, MAGFest.
Hell yeah.
All right. So, do you guys have any last words for our listeners?
Last what?
Last words.
Words of wisdom.
Anything to close us out, you think?
Be excellent to each other.
Be excellent to each other.
My hands
that's
usually
from, that's from the group right there.
Is that that's the consensus?
What about you, Norg?
And party
is Norg
on,
still
dudes.
There? I thought he'd... Yeah,
he's
still there.
Okay, I got one. Clean mind, clean body. Take your pick.
I couldn't hear that at all.
I heard...
He said clean mind, clean body.
Just broke his nice ribbon mic.
Did I really? Can you still hear me?
A little. Say it again with less...
less balls in your mouth.
Yeah, less balls.
Once less more mortal. Without feeling.
Clean mind.
That's it.
Clean body. Take your pick.
Just give us crickets. We'll be right back.
Do we have a topic of the week?
Yeah, the band.
The band. The guys that are calling us.
Fucking band that we're interviewing.
Other than the band, because I have a topic of the week. I have a few topics of the week, one of which is Javen Bailey.
No, we're not talking about that.
Who was Bailey?
Javen. All right, well, before we start, just so you guys know, any of you play League of Legends?
No, I did for about an hour.
All right, thank you. So you know what it is, though, right?
Me, Huber, like a core group of friends, all play it pretty regularly,
like every night, every minute.
I'm sorry.
Well, we're into competitive games and things like that. So we had a kid that we played with that we knew, and he his name was Javen. He was black.
He died.
His name is Javen.
Yeah, his name is.
My God.
Well, so he's one of those kids that you hear about in League of Legends stories about how the community is very toxic, and that's why a lot of people don't like playing the game. And we would always kind of make fun of it. Like, we wouldn't play with him some nights because he would go like 2 kills, 9 deaths, and then say that everybody else lost the game for him. The type of gamer you don't want to play games with. So he talks shit on two of our friends on Facebook one night saying, "You guys are terrible. You lost the game. This is the 2 kills, 9 deaths event." And he started calling out 1v1 me. So we're like, all right, everyone we know piles in to spectate the game. And he loses. Javen loses because he's terrible. And then he goes and proceeds to unfriend me and AJ from Facebook and bans us both on League so he doesn't play with us. And we're just like, this is exactly what we try to communicate to this man. And this is what's wrong with League of Legends.
Nice.
End of story. Anyway, podcast time.